You know, on Saturday, Sunday, when you repeated that quotation from the Gita, to Jim, talking to Jim, how did you settle on that one particular quotation?
How did you settle on that one particular quotation? Because it meant so
much
to him.
Well, you all had hinted that I should not speak, you see. You said the other day, you know, it's good that, well, you all discussed this point of Jesus dying in, not on the cross, but in Kashmir and this and that. Like, it's so good that this has been discussed before Jim arrived. You remember that? Well, then poor Jim, who came all the distance, and if he were to go away without having a, without our even giving a hint of who Meher Baba is, it would be too cruel on our part. So all of a sudden, well, you may call it Baba wanted that we should hint at these things, you see. But how can we best hint without troubling him or creating a disturbance and confusion in his mind? So he being a Sanskrit scholar, I thought of that at the time.
Because he said later that that was the only line in the whole Gita that he memorized.
Because after all, it's so true, after all, the whole Gita is redundant without this line. Well, the time, it is always said about the same thing. Time and again he comes.
When the dharma declines.
When the dharma declines, you see. When righteousness is at its lowest step, I come to re-establish the dharma. Time and again I come. So that was the theme. I just said, well, do you remember that? Do you recall that? And it is said always that to a donkey you need to give many slashes. To a horse you have to just do and it starts running, you see. So he, not being a donkey, but he being a trained steed, is enough for him. That's how I felt. You don't follow, Judy? It was specially, just try to, well, from that some other talk would crop up, something else would crop up, you see. But based on the subject of who Meher Baba is, anything extraneous doesn't somehow or other, well, when he comes from long distance, he must have something, some at least little clue about what we have, what we feel about him and what we have gathered from him. We must at least share something in a guarded way, using our discretion. That's all, no other thing behind it. There is no question, nothing to do with telepathy or clairvoyance or this or that. I know nothing about it. Just this common sense tells me that. What would you have done? Something of that sort. And I said, anybody, any common person having common sense will do that. After being told like that, you know?